I'm with the UAE beach soccer coach, Gustavo Zlokovic. Guga, we're here at the Samsung Beach Soccer Intercontinental Cup draw. The tournament takes place once again here in Dubai, the fourth edition, from the 4th to the 8th of November. You've taken over as UAE coach now. I think you took over in May. And straight away, you've been given a very tough assignment. Just looking at the group, you've got Iran, the champions, Portugal, one of the top sides in Europe, and Morocco, very much a growing power in your group. It's the group of death, isn't it?
Yes, it is a very tough group, you know, and the UAE becoming with Iran, you know, the last champion, as you told, and also Morocco is growing up. It is the one of the best three teams from Africa, you know, and the Africa region is developing beach soccer too much. And Portugal, we no need to say anything because Portugal, they already the titles, there is big history and also one of the power of the world. But UAE, also one of the best teams in the world. All the tournaments we must think about to go and to be champion because it cannot think the difference.
Well, it's eight teams in this tournament in total. There's Russia and Brazil. There's the USA and Japan as well. And very interestingly today, Juan Cusco, in charge of beach soccer worldwide, referred to this as the most important event in 2014. It's second only to the World Cup, this tournament now, isn't it?
Yes, this is a big tournament, you know. We had a chance to participate in the 2011-2012 with Brazil, and we saw this how the level of the tournament, you know. And you can say that also Group B is the big teams, you know. There is no weak teams for this tournament. You know, even as Cusco said, we can invite more than 30 teams. They become 30 teams with high level because now it's beach soccer is or most of the teams is the level is almost the same. And you can see Group B also Russia and Japan and Brazil also this tough group. You know, and we don't have facility, you know, this five, I hope to be five match and five match, sure, we don't have big scores between then this match.
Now, you mentioned Brazil, and you've been here before as coach of Brazil, the 13 times world champions when they've participated in this tournament previously. You've taken over as UAE coach now. How have you found things so far?
Yeah, this is a great opportunity because I come from Brazil team, and then Brazil is the most power in the world, you know, for the so many titles of the world. And I come here for UA to try to renew the teams, you know, to give new spirits because the coach Marcelo was 7 years here and they got a very good CV, very good things from UAE. Now they put UAE in the high level and we hope to continue this and I hope to this group after 1 year, 2 years, we can think we can go to the final of World Cup. Why not? This is the our program, our plan to 2017. You know, UAE go to the one of the best three teams in the world.
That's a big call. Marcelo Mendes, you mentioned, he's moved on as coach now. He's going to be Japan coach, so that's going to be interesting to see him back here in the UAE. But, of course, the UAE qualified for the last FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup, which took place in Tahiti last September. Do you feel under any pressure at all trying to fill Marcelo Mendes' shoes? Because they're big shoes to fill, aren't they?
Yes, I can say our job as a coach, there is every day is pressure. Pressure in the training, pressure in the match. Of course, here I know this is we have to qualify. You know, this is not come from our head. It's not qualified for World Cup. You know, of course, sometimes some happen something, but I'm very motivated to qualify UAE, and not only qualify, even to qualify for quarterfinals for the first time UAE, because they had four participations, but never go to second for quarterfinal. And we hope not only qualify to UAE, also to go to the quarterfinal. To it is our plan.
It's a big few months coming up for you as coach, of course, because there's this Samsung Beach Soccer Intercontinental Cup. The top two sides in each group go forward to the semi-finals. But then after that, of course, you've got the Asian Beach Games at the back end of this year. And as you mentioned, it's the World Cup qualifier in Qatar at the beginning of next year. So it really is. You've had to hit the ground running, haven't you?
Yes, this is the as I told you, we can say this for Asia Beach Games. This is preparation for Asia Beach Games. But see, we play at home. We must to play as a big tournament, because we can say like we can think we play Intercontinental Cup and to preparation for Asia Beach, because Intercontinental Cup, it is the main competition this year, you know. And for my opinion, this is, all competitions is the main competition, because this is, as I told you, all the teams now is the high level, and we have to play all the tournaments as a big tournament.